how has the pandemic and students going online impacted your day-to-day operations kind of?
It's had a significant impact on us at the CAS, particularly with our exam center. We used to facilitate and invigilate for students who had accommodations such as extended time or a reader or scribe with them, different things like, or in a lone room or small group space accommodation to take their tests in. So we used to have that exam center and it still exists, but due to COVID regulations, it has been closed for since March of last year. And so that has really shifted the way accommodations are handled at UFE. And because the courses are online, it's actually faculty that now need to go and manually extend the time on Blackboard. So it's not something that we at the Center for Accessibility Services can do. So we still recommend the accommodation and communicate with faculty to, you know, provide these accommodations, but it's there is a little bit more onus on faculty to manually extend that time and accommodate.
Say that a student doesn't have the resources for online technology, would you guys help access that?
I would say that falls more in line with generally like more tech support. So I know IT service desk is still available for help with students. Yeah, because, you know, because we're more accessibility professionals, we don't, not all of us are always tech savvy, but yeah. It was definitely a big and quick shift. I mean, for the whole world, for us as well, because we've been providing only phone and virtual appointments for the duration of kind of the pandemic. And I think that initially, many students were wondering, you know, how do I still get my services? And so my accommodations. And so we really had to kind of put the word out and we started sending emails to our students or trying to communicate with them in different ways just to make sure they knew we were still available to them. It just looked a little bit different. But I do think many students miss the ability to just drop in and see us or, you know, come face to face and say, hey, I'm struggling with this. Can you walk me through this? Because it is a little bit, you know, the reality is it is a little bit more challenging online, but we hope that students have still felt supported by our department during this time, for sure.
One thing that we also talked about earlier on the show was the attitudinal barriers to the people who are like part of this, the students who don't have disabilities. Like, what should they know in order to try and improve the environment on campus for everybody?
What I want students to know, I guess, is that anyone is welcome to come see us. And if they're not sure if they qualify for supports or whatever it is, like, I hope that they feel comfortable enough to book an appointment and see, because if they're struggling and they think something is going on, then we're happy to sit down with them. Everyone deserves like that opportunity to learn and to be successful. And I think that the thing with accommodations and the supports that students receive through our office is sometimes students, you know, are afraid to go through our office and to get those accommodations or those supports because they're worried about what their peers or their faculty are going to think. And I think it's really important to know that accommodations are not to provide an advantage for students. They're basically to remove barriers that provide students with an equitable opportunity to try. And accommodations never guarantee success, but that shift in attitude would be really impactful in making sure that students actually reach out for support and don't feel like they're going to be stigmatized. Because the reality is we all need support. It just looks different for all of us. For some of us, it's counseling. For some of it's financial. All of us have our networks of friends and different like family, different things that we use as, you know, to support us. And so the reality is supports can look different at different times in our life. Just shifting this lens of what disability is and how I don't see disability as a negative term, you know.
And then how can your center support students with a disability who are feeling those attitudinal barriers?
We are very committed to making sure that students don't feel stigmatized when they come into our office. And so we cannot control the feelings of others necessarily, but what we are committed to doing is normalizing and advocating for students and reaching out to departments and faculty. And I think that we're really working on and not just our department, but many departments among UFE are working on inclusion, just being a normal part of the community. And so, we can't change individual mindsets, but we can control how students feel when they come into our office. And we hope that it's a welcoming place for them.